Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
216-474-0092. Okay, so we start our conference call today, as we do most days, talking about the recent events of what's going on in sports.
And gee, that's stunning since we do sports talk.
Well, I'm just letting people behind the scenes. You don't have to be so snarky about
it. When did we ever start one of those conference calls with sports talk, Dana?
I mean, we usually don't get to sports until like 5 to 10 minutes
in. That's not true. You and I are always right. Hey, what do we got today? What are we doing? What do you think we should do today?
It's a 5-minute discussion like, on track, and then we find our way over to.
Well, we are talking about track. That's true. Did you see those new blocks they have in the 100? Oh man, those are really cool.
And traffic. Let's not forget traffic.
Oh yeah, traffic is another one. That is true. The good thing is we're so calm during the traffic too. You never like Jeff swears all the time, but I mean that's who he is, and you just have to kind of accept it. Oh, he always gets a little bit irrational while he's driving. And has things to say that no one can hear.
Dan, I don't even need to say anything, do I?
You think people assume?
I think the silence will tell the truth.
Okay.
Oh, that it's you? That we're not going to out you on this
okay.
one?
Okay.
Oh, I have the worst language of the three of you. I'll be the first to admit that always.
Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. All right, so Jeff brings up a conversation this morning that I was like, stop. We're talking about this on the air, and we're moving forward. It starts with Donovan Mitchell dealing with a couple of injuries right now, right? That's where it starts.
Well, we've heard.
And yeah. Then it moves its way into Jason Tatum for last night. So, Jeff, I'm going to let you make your statement, and then we are going to debate this. And I'm telling you, Northeast Ohio is going to want to be a part of this conversation. 216-474-0092. You made a statement.
A chicken in every pot.
Yeah, I need a statement that's within the last 60 years.
Congratulations on becoming comptroller in 1954.
That was actually way before then. If you're Donovan Mitchell and you're questionable, you're a game time decision.
Yeah, this is not from the 1920s. This is current.
No, Donovan didn't play in the 1920s.
No.
If you're Donovan and you're a game time decision tonight, and specifically, let me double check. What are we hearing? Ankle injury, calf.
Yeah, right? Ankle, calf.
We've heard calf.
Mm-hmm.
If he feels fine today at shoot around,
yes,
and feels good in pregame warm up, and it feels good. I'm not going to say even 100%, but you feel pretty good. Okay, you can play.
Okay.
If there's any discomfort, and it doesn't feel right. And you just saw Jason Tatum blow out something last night. Donovan, take a seat, man. Take a seat. You're down 3-1. And I have visions of Kevin Durant in my head. I have visions of Damian Lillard in my head. I have visions of Jason Tatum last night bawling and being carried off the floor in my head. And if Donovan thinks, man, this thing is really sore, well, don't play. Because it wouldn't be worth risking missing a season for. Down 3-1. Let your team go out. They're 9-2 without you this year. Let your team go out and win you a game. I'm not saying Donovan doesn't play and the Cavs don't have a chance to win. What I'm saying is Cavs can win without Donovan if they have to. And he should sit if he doesn't feel like, yep, yeah, you know what, this is okay. I can play with this. Because he's not going to feel perfect, Andy. That's not going to happen. But if he thinks I can play with this, fine. If he thinks, all right, I'll try it. Man, don't do that. Don't do that.
So we just have different schools of thoughts on this. So I think if he feels like, even if he's at 60% and wants to play, he should play. If doctors tell him not to play, he should not play.
Okay.
Okay. If he is, I'm not telling him what to do. He's going to do what he wants to do. So I don't want to put words in his mouth, and I don't want to be the voice of reason floating inside of his head. If Donovan Mitchell wants to play tonight, Donovan Mitchell should play, even if he's in pain, if he wants to. Now, the question becomes,
if he's in pain, he should play?
If he wants to play and he thinks he could play somewhat of a normal game and he's in pain, absolutely. If he wants to play, he should be able to play. He's earned the right to do that. He has earned the right to do that. I understand where you're coming from on this.
But
we talk about playoff toughness all the time. And that guys play, again, we talk about any sport. You know, you're 2 weeks into the season. Players are playing hurt all the time. When is the next time Donovan Mitchell is going to get this close to the Eastern Conference Finals? It may be never.
There's a difference, though, Andy, between sore, which I certainly expect him to be, and discomfort and pain.
Okay.
I mean, pain is a warning sign. Sore, okay, guys are sore all the time. That's fine.
Okay.
But pain is a warning sign.
So is there a percentage level on that you're putting on him?
You know how when you go to a doctor and they say, what's your pain level here?
0 to 10. They show you the smiley faces on the wall. Yeah.
I don't need the smiley faces. I can handle it.
No, because you're so tough. You don't have to look at the smiley face.
I have an idea. I don't need the smiling faces.
Even in the hospital, Jeff, even people that are laying there and can't move any limbs, they show you on a chart 0 to 10, and they put smiley faces.
Menigan's got his hand over his head.
Jeff is not down with the smiley face chart.
No, I'm not.
Because he's too good for that.
No, does he?
He's too highfalutin for the smiley faces.
That's not what I said.
Like every normal human being that's in the... First of all, if you're in the hospital, you shouldn't be there unless you're giving birth, which is really the only reason you should ever want to be in the hospital. Let's be honest.
I've done unless the you're 1 working, to 10.
And they say to you 1 to 10, and they try to ease your pain psychologically by putting smiley faces.
Of the three guys sitting here, I'm the only one whose body is not completely skeletal calcium.
Part of
mine is titanium.
Can today be the London game so I can justify drinking at 10:30 a.m.?
No, 9:30 a.m. Come on, man.
If he's in pain.
See you at the channel.
Andy, if he's like on a pain scale of 7 or 8, well, he shouldn't play. If he's on a pain scale of 3 or 4 and he feels like it, go for it. But man, I'm sorry. We watched Jason Tatum, phenomenal basketball player, crumble to the floor last night without being touched. And what's a precursor to that kind of an injury? Ankle and calf issues. If I'm Donovan and it's bad, I'm not playing. And if I'm the Cavs...
So what is the threshold of pain?
Well, if I'm the Cavs, I don't want him to.
The Cavs didn't even tell us that he was hurt until 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Well, but they knew and he knew, and so that's what matters here. They'll know, he'll know. They can tell us when they're dang good and ready.
What you're saying is, and I'm just make sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay? And I love putting words in my mouth.
Go ahead.
If this was a regular season game, there'd be no question he would not be playing, right?
No.
So you think he should look at this? I'm asking, I'm not telling, and I'm not saying you said it this way. Should he look at this as if it was a regular season game?
No.
How should he look at this game?
If he's in pain, he should not play. If he has some level of discomfort and feels good to go, there's a difference between pain and like, boy, that's sore. And if he's sore but thinks he can go, then he should go. But if he's in pain, Andy, and like if you know he can't move properly, then you should not risk major injury for this game. You're down 3-1. Your team can go play without you and win a game. And they smoked a bad Miami team twice in Miami. I shouldn't say bad Miami team, a Miami team that didn't want to play without Darius Garland. They had a 21-point lead without Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter. They can win a game without Donovan Mitchell. Now, is it ideal? Of course not. Without Donovan, they're done already, probably.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say. I would think that if I was Donovan Mitchell, I realize how hard it is to get to the playoffs. I have an opportunity to be out on the floor tonight, and I do understand that I'm probably going to be in somewhat of a level of pain. What if they give me a numbing agent to make it so that I could play and I wouldn't feel any pain? I would probably play because it's the playoffs, and we worked really hard to get here. And I'm a basketball player who wants to play basketball, and I get it, and I understand it. By the same token, if a doctor told him your career could be on the line for stepping out on the floor tonight, at that point, I would probably say, no, I'm not playing tonight. That's the only way.
That's a tough call, though.
I'm getting medical advice and saying, how much more damage can I do if I play this? I cannot do anything based on what I saw last night in the Boston game with Jason Tatum. I can't do that. I cannot. That goes back to the whole, well, you could get hurt crossing the street theory. And we all know what he's put into the season, right? We all know how hard he works. And they need him. And he knows they need him. But I don't. My level of pain is at a different threshold because I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get back to this point in my career. And I'm sitting here tonight and I'm trying to figure out if I want to play or not. If I have the decision to figure it out. I just don't know what the threshold of pain is, and I definitely cannot make that decision based on what I saw last night. Do you think last night has any factor in that? I want you to answer that when we come back. I want you to answer it, too, on the phone lines. I know plenty of folks are trying to get through, and we'll get you through. Once you pick up the phone and call 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I don't think what happened last night in the Boston game should have any part of Donovan Mitchell's thought process tonight's game. He's human. I could understand that. What do you think? More after this. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Talk about fun right there. All right, Jeff. So we got in this conversation, and you can get into 216-474-0092, right? What would you do if you're Donovan Mitchell? You watch what happened last night in the Celtics game. Jason Tatum was unbelievably scary, right? You're watching that.
That was bad.
And if you're Donovan Mitchell and you yourself just went through something at halftime in game four? I got to keep counting here. That you watch that and you saw that. Does that go through your mind tonight when they say to you, hey, where do you think you are percentage-wise if you're going to play? I think at the end of the day, I think he wants to play.
Sure he does.
I mean, he's a professional basketball player. When you tell someone they're not allowed to do their job, they normally get upset about that. Doesn't matter if you're a basketball player or, you know, or anything. So I Jeff and I kind of see this a little bit different. You tend to tend to be a little bit more conservative on this than I would be. Is that fair?
His ankle, if his calf are painful, he shouldn't play. I mean, it's go win without him.
And
you've done it before.
I mean, look,
he's sore, go play.
You go back to the last game, though. I mean, I know you can't care what other people think, but he was getting called out and questioned left and right about why did he just quit? Why didn't he play? Because the Cavs didn't say anything to TNT. That's why. And TNT was saying on the air, like, if I worked in the Cavs front, if I was on the management staff and I heard TNT say on the air multiple times, we don't know why he's out. We don't know why he's out. While the whole world thinks your superstar decided he was just going to, I'm done. I'm not going to play anymore. Get TNT the word. I don't care if he's, just tell him he's got a tummy ache. What's the difference? He's dealing with intestinal virus. He's dealing with, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Obviously, you have video of what looked like might have been an injury at halftime. I'm like, the Cavs really dropped the ball on that. They threw their star player under the bus. They did. Mm-hmm. By not telling TNT what was going on. How many times did we hear Spiro say, we don't know what's going on. The Cavs haven't told us yet.
Yeah, but to me, Andy, that doesn't scream that Donovan wimped out or anything. It just
it doesn't, because we've been around it, both of us. And neither one of us thought that.
The information they needed.
There were a lot of people that were sitting out there going, your fan base, the people that pay for season tickets, were going, man, why isn't Donovan Mitchell playing?
Okay.
There's no reason for this.
Well, we'll find out tonight soon enough.
Well, and it's supposed to be a game time decision. That's what we're hearing. So hopefully we'll get information. And again, now the expectation is to find out before the game. If he doesn't play, I get it. I understand it. But I can't, if I'm Donovan Mitchell, I got to kind of not look at what happened in last night's Celtics game. I think it's hard not to, but he's got to forget about that. That has no effect on him. That's the whole walk, you know, are you scared
that
to walk across the street?
That in particular shouldn't, but the idea of if I'm not feeling like I can go, then he shouldn't push it. That's where, you know, it's not directly Tatum got hurt, but it should be I'm in pain and I can't go.
216-474-0092. Bill is in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
You know, I think one of the things that we have to look at is the intensity of play in the playoffs is significantly higher than during the regular season. I was listening to the Boston feed last night on the radio, and they were saying that was Tatum's best game they had ever seen him play across the board. You know, stealing passes, his shot, rebounding, everything. And at some level, when Mitchell scored 46-48, that game really put him at risk, I think, for the next game at an injury situation. Because, again, it's high intensity play, and he was carrying the team on his back. And he was already, if we had talked before, he already was kind of gimpy already. And so it puts you at a risk. Now, whether Tatum has an Achilles or something like that, which I really hope he doesn't, because we've seen quite a few big basketball players not come back from that all that great.
It's true, Bill.
So is it worth it? Is it worth it? Did we think the Cavaliers were going to be ready this year? They're not even using Mobley like they should. And so they're not really mentally prepared to get to the championship. They're not now physically ready to get to the championship. And what I see with the Knicks, who will probably be the next, they're street fighters. They fight. And it's going to be a bloodbath, whoever goes against them. And are we ready to do that? Are we prepared? So that's the question that you put these ball players in. Are they physically ready? Do they have a chance to get injured in the future? And with Donovan Mitchell, We're not going to win it this year, so is it worth it? If he's injured to a significant degree, no, you don't put him in. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
I'm with you, Bill.
Okay. How about Cleveland? Hi, Cleveland.
Hey. Listen, I think that we have Donovan Mitchell signed and for a couple of years, and the rest of the players, aren't we pretty good as far as having that security with our team, as far as we're built? I'll listen to that.
Well, that doesn't get us to the. Are you asking about the question though that we're asking about?
That doesn't mean that you play a guy because he's under contract if he's at risk of furthering an injury. But yeah, he's under contract.
Yeah,
certainly.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Armin, how are you in Willoughby?
Hey, I got two quick things.
Sure.
One, I think Don should play just because there's a long off season and. You know, you got plenty of time to rest. And two, okay. Am I the only person in Cleveland that thinks that Jared Allen's the weakest link? He's literally a Pop-Tart.
I disagree with you. Double-doubles in two of the playoff games, I think you need him.
We need the physicality. We need to start pushing guys around.
It's not hockey.
But they're playing right. Like it's hockey.
I don't know that they are. They're playing a little more physical brand of basketball.
Your coach thought so after game one.
I would agree. They're playing a little more physical brand, but the game is not hockey.
Yeah, I mean, we must be watching two different games.
So what would you do? Would you throw Tristan Thompson out there in the first quarter?
Absolutely. Not play him a ton of minutes, but yeah. We need to match what they're throwing at us, and we haven't.
I want to see him go in. I want to see him.
Thanks, Armin.
As my buddy Dave said to me this morning, starting at small forward for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jeff Galooly. You want Galooly out there?
Depends.
You can take a stick and go at somebody's knees.
Why me,
folks? This is not football. It's not hockey.
But Jeff, Indiana has been playing that way the entire series.
I disagree.
They had a guy get thrown out for punching someone in the sternum.
They had a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One guy got caught.
I disagree. Indiana has a 3-1 lead because they played better basketball than the Cavs, not because they've beat them up.
They played better basketball for sure in the last game. They played a better final moments in game two. Game one, they played better. That's why they have the lead. I'll give it to you. It's a little bit of an edge, but there's no reason that our team... I guess if you look at it from the big picture,
our team's not built to be physical. You got a tall, skinny dude in Evan Mobley. You got a tall, skinny dude in Jared Allen.
But some people will tell you that's not being playoff. You're not built for the playoffs. If you're not built to be physical, are you built to play in the playoffs? That's my question for you.
Good basketball wins in the playoffs.
Not physical basketball. What's the difference?
You think Golden State won by being physical? Now Draymond was a force.
Yeah.
But Steph Curry wasn't beating anybody up. Neither was Klay Thompson.
They had some bodies though that weren't scared. And Tristan wasn't scared to go toe to toe with guys when we played them. I thought we were equally as physical in the runs against Golden State.
I'll take better basketball over physicality every day. Cavs have not played better basketball. That's why they're down 3-1. Has nothing to do with the fact that they haven't countered punches from the Indiana Pacers. They've not played as well.
So is it ignorant to think that if the Cavs played a more physical game that they could be, that this game wouldn't be, we wouldn't be down 3-1?
Not if they were more physical and didn't play better basketball. It's part of it. I mean, if you have to match the other team, but I don't think that Indiana has been outwardly overly physical. I mean, that's not Tyrese Halliburton's game. You know what Nesmith has done? You know what Nembhard has done? They've played good, hard defense. They play good basketball. That's what this is. They're not a bunch of goons running around on the floor beating people up. They're playing better basketball than the Cavaliers. That's why they're up 3-1.
But are they playing a better brand of basketball because they're more physical? Were they physical like this all season? Or do they understand
the way they play?
But my point is, do they have a coach that understands that you can be more physical in the playoffs than you are during the regular season and was prepared for this, whereas maybe the Cavaliers were not prepared for this. Look, their defense has been, we're the highest, one of the highest scoring teams in the NBA, right? And we just haven't seen that.
Indiana was close to that.
Well, but I'm not, that's not, it, their points are their points. I'm talking about us getting our points. So what I'm saying is they figured out a way to stymie the Cavaliers' offense, and maybe part of that is because they've been able to play a more physical game where the Cavaliers haven't matched that. There's a lot of folks that are watching these games, Jeff, and think that Indiana's just a tougher team than we are. And maybe they are getting away with some more hard falls than the Cavaliers are. There's been some crazy falls that have been called in this series. Both ways, I'm not going to say it's just all on the Cavaliers or Indiana one way or another. It doesn't feel like a typical regular season matchup when it comes to the refereeing. I think they're letting them play because, you know, to be honest with you, I said this earlier. I want referees to let them play. I do. I want to see the players decide who's going to win this series and who's not. I find it all very interesting. All right, so let's do this. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot. I know there's a lot of folks on the line that want to talk basketball. We're going to get back to that. Mary Kay Cabot was right in the mix of everything as she saw what was going on with rookie training camp. And then we've got the big guys coming in. What did we learn over the weekend? All of these things are coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.